Rob, would you please? Thank you.
Hello, amen. Good morning. Greetings from Haiti in the name of Jesus. I bless the Lord for the opportunity to be here to worship God together with you. And I can say there is no better place to be than to be in the house of God. Because the presence of God is there. I can say Jesus is here to bless us, to sanctify us. I can say I just feeling just at home because of the worship, because of the presence of God. And in Haiti, we worship God in Creole, in French. I am thinking the day when we will be together, where we will not have no English, no French, no Spanish, just one language. I praise God for what He is doing in the ministry there in Haiti. I can say we experience hard, difficult times, but in a difficult times, it is always a great opportunity to reach the lost to Jesus. More people keep on getting saved more than ever before. It is not like it is here. People walk for hours to come to church. Walk from 1 hour to 3 hours. In many places where the most of the churches are, there is no doctor, there is no hospital, there is no medicine, no clinic. If when someone gets sick, they come to church, they come with expectation, we pray. We lay hand upon them, the Lord heal them. As the gospel is preaching, people keep on getting saved. The voodoo is coming down lower, lower, lower. The power of God is so strong, they wish that they have to come to Jesus. If they stay at the place where they are, they run out of business. And many times, people get saved, they try to put curse on us, they use witchcraft. But God's power is bigger than witchcraft. The witchcraft cannot work. We in Haiti, we have more young people than adults. We have more children. In the most of our churches, we have a school. Also, we have feeding program. We feed the children 2 meals per week because We have a disease called malnutrition, malnourished disease, and we have many children. When they come to school, it is very difficult for them to learn. But what we do, we still have the feeding program, feeding the children, and they really like it. We feed them rice and beans, smoked fish, vegetable, macaroni, things like that. They really like it. We teach them. We win them for Jesus because they are the future of Haiti. Our plan is to reach Haiti for Jesus. And I can say God is moving in a great, mighty way. We have, for right now, Haiti have very difficult time because of the unrest, political situations. There are many protesters in the street working. But what we do, during they are protesting, we have, for example, our service, our Sunday service, we start early in the morning. Our Sunday school start at 6:30. And at 7:45, this is our morning worship service. And we dismiss about 10. And we have many people come to the service, morning service. They get up early. The reason we do that, because the protesters, they don't get up early. They start at 12. We have about 500 people come together. I bless the Lord. My church at Port-au-Prince is complete. The work of God is going on and progressing. I bless the Lord. I want to say thank you to the church here at Wesleyan, in Pine Hill. I thank you so much and appreciate your help, because your help is a great blessing for my ministry there in Haiti. And I cannot express myself to thank you, but what we know, we are praying for you. We know God will bless you more and much in this life. And a time is coming soon when we will be together, we will receive great reward from the Lord. And I can say, your work for the Lord will not be in vain. I thank you so much because you are always praying for us. You support us in our prayer and our economic situation. We really appreciate that. We thank you. Again, I say to you, thank you. This morning, I am going to read the Word of God in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, And behold, there was a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciple came to him, and awake him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled and saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here to share your word with your people. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, because we know you are here to bless us, to sanctify us. Lord, I ask you to touch everybody here this morning, because you know what they are expecting from you. We thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word is the truth. Lord, thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, the theme of this message is in the verse 27. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? What manner of man? His name is Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What manner of man is this man? He lives in me. He lives in you. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the omniscient. He is the omnipresent. He is in Haiti everywhere. He is omnipotent. There is nothing that he cannot do. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, the word of God says, She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22 says, Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, that the prophet saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. What manner of man is this? He is God. Jesus is God in flesh. He has power over nature. He is in control every situation. There is no case is difficult for him. With him, nothing is impossible. He has power over the nature. The word of God says, He talked to the winds and said, Peace, be calm. There was a great calm. They marveled and saying, What manner of man is this man? What manner of man is this man? He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provide. This is the reason the Word of God says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Word of God says, don't be worried for nothing, but in everything, let God know your need by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. In verse 19, it says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. What manner of man is this? With 5 loaves and 2 fish in a desert place, he fed 5,000 men without counted children and women. Everywhere I go, there is more women than men. Everywhere I go, there is more children than adults. He is a God of plenty, a God of abundance. In the book of Psalm chapter 23, the word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What manner of man is this? He is no respect of person. What he does for one, he will do the same for the others. He is not respect of person. What God is expecting from me and from you, the Lord says, look to me. Depend on me. Lean on me completely, and I will take care of you. What manner of man is this? The word of God says, Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days. The thing is that it was too late. It was too late, but it's never too late for God. When Jesus came, Lazarus' sister was crying and said that, Lord, if you would be here, my brother would not be dead. If you would be here, that means you come too late. Jesus said, where do you put it? Martha said, he has been there for days. Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Jesus prayed, and after he finished to pray, and he said, roll away the stone. They roll away the stone, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus come back to life. He rise. What manner of man this is this? When one day Jesus was walking and he met with a funeral, that lady just have one son and that son died. Jesus met with the funeral and he stopped the funeral and he touched the coffin and he says, young man, arise. And he arise. This is my Savior. This is my God. This is your God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible with God. In Haiti, we see so many miracles. We help people heal from cancer, from stroke, had blood pressure. Because I can say, at the remote places, there is no option. No option. You have just the option you have is Jesus. What manner of man is this? He is the greater physician. He is the greater doctor. He just speak the word, and there is no case. No case. No case is too hard for the Lord. And each situation, God is looking for your faith. In the text that we just reading, we saw that there was into a ship, he entered into a ship, his disciple followed him. There was a great hurricane, a storm. The boat was covered with waves, covered with waves. They are very afraid. And this life, there is many cases that can make us afraid. But don't be afraid. Always lean, believe, trusting in God, because Jesus is in your boat. Your boat will not sink down. The boat was covered with waves. Just because we are Christian, that don't mean we will not have problems, we will not have difficulties. We will have problems, difficulties. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I tell you that so in me you may have joy, you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be you of good cheer. I overcome the world. And his word says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be always with you. In our hard, in our difficult time, if we keep on looking to God, lean on God, lean on God, trusting on God, the power of God will move and we will have great testimony. This is the reason the word of God says, faith is the evidence of things hoped for faith. Faith is the thing that opened for the evidence of thing not seen. For by it, the elders has a good report. Why they had a good report, great report, great testimony, because they have faith in God. And like the disciple was very afraid. Why they was afraid? Because the boat was covered with waves. They covered with wave. They was very afraid. But what they do? They call the name of Jesus. Save us. We perish. Save us. When you have a problem, when you have a need, call the name of Jesus. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will give you a great testimony. Yes, he will. Because he never changes, and his word is the truth. David, when he was stand before Goliath, everybody was afraid. They get scared of him. Goliath look to the eyes of the people. Very strong, very big. But the biggest power that exists in the world is the power of God. He is greater than a machete, than a gun, than a rifle. David told Goliath, the Lord is going to deliver you into my hand. What he had? He had a slingshot. The Goliath said, told him, when Goliath looked to him and told him, am I a dog? And he said to him, you come to me with spear, with shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. The Lord gave him victory. We have power. We have victory. We get to use it in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if you go through the water, I am with you. If you go to the fire, you will not be burned. I remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in their difficult time, they have faith in God. They have faith. When you have faith in God, you are not afraid of the bad news. When you have faith in God, when something don't work, you keep on looking to God because God is always there. You have to call the name of him. Because he created us. If a part don't work in us, he can fix it. He knows the part that don't work. He knows each one of you completely. He knows what you are expecting from him. Just call the name of Jesus. I remember when we had the earthquake, the Lord spared my life. Because when we had the earthquake, we had it for 35 seconds. 300,000 people got killed and 35 seconds. In this life, there is so many things that can make you scared. I remember in that time, it was on Tuesday, there was a supermarket. I was on the way to church. I was going there to buy a razor. There was a voice talk to me, get out right away. When you get back, you will buy the razor. I just move out. When I move out and get inside of my truck, I just saw it just go like this, like this, like this, like this. And I saw a big part of the supermarket fall down. And I saw the supermarket collapse. I saw people cover on the rubble. It was so dusty. I could not see. I just called the name of Jesus and said, Lord, save me. Lord, Lord, save me. This is the prayer. Just Lord, save me. I just feel just the ground just moving like this. When I open my eyes, I saw many people get killed. I saw many vehicles cover on the rubble, but the Lord saved me. The Lord saved me. And then there was an empty place. I was able to turn. I went back home to see what happened. I did not see my neighbor's houses. All of them collapsed except my house that stand. The word of God says, call me in the time of your trouble, I will deliver you, and you glorify my name. Always count the blessing of God. Always testify for the Lord. When the Lord do something for you, in the worst, in a difficult time, the Lord is always there. No case is difficult for him. In the mountain, at the one of the remote place, one of my pastors was very, very sick. He was paralyzed. He has what we call stroke. He was paralyzed. He could not walk. He could not talk. He could not do nothing. I went to see him, and they say he is not going to live. He is going to die. And I say, how come? They say there is a vein in his head. Walk. He's not going to live. I told them the last word belong to God. We don't look to the, never look to the circumstances, to the situation. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus because he is greater, he is bigger than all our circumstances. Like when Jesus was walking on the water, walking on the sea. He can walk on the sea because he is the one that created the sea. They was very afraid. They see someone walk on the sea. They think that this is a spirit. Jesus said, this is I. Don't be afraid. Peter said to Jesus, if it is you, let me walk to you. Peter just jumped out of the boat and started to walk on the sea. Later on, he just looked to the waves of the sea. He did not look to Jesus. What happened to him? He started to sink down. Always look to him because he is powerful. He is always there. He is never absent. I have many experiences with God. They was going to steal my truck. It was 10 o'clock a.m. The traffic was very slow. I heard someone said, if you move, I shoot you. I just looked. I saw a young man with a gun in my left. There was another one in my right side, and there was another one that did not have a gun. But when I looked to their eyes, I saw in them they are not right. They are not in the right mind. They are bad people, and they get in inside of my truck. One was sitting on my right side, the other one in the back, and the other one at the other side. They have their guns in hand. They say, you do what I told you to do. You know, you go where I tell you to go. This is the first time I saw a thing like that. I never see something like this. I start to get some fear. Something happened, I start to fear. But when I remember the word of God, Psalm chapter 50, verse 50, Psalm 50, verse 15, the Lord said, call me in the time of your trouble, I will deliver you. And I say, Lord, I want your power manifest right now. Yes. Your power manifest right now. And then this man, they told me, you turn to right. I turn to right, to the right. And I talk to God. You can talk to God in your heart. You can drive and talk to God. I say, Lord, don't let them steal my truck. Don't let nothing happen to me. When we go further, one of them say, he don't supposed to drive. And they say, and one of them say, he's pulled over. Let him drive. I just move, he sat behind the steering wheel. The motor stopped running. It will not go nowhere. I say this is my prayer. The Lord in my prayer. And what he did, he go back and sit at the back seat. And he says, will you drive? And I drive. They say, man, go faster. Go faster. While I was driving, I was thinking, where they are going, what they are going to do. When they get farther, they say, now you get out. You get out. We are going to drive. And I just get out. And the three of them, they are inside. I just look in. I say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. This is your truck. Don't let them get your truck. They had a very difficult time. The truck would not go nowhere. We serve a great God. He is alive forevermore. There is nothing that he cannot do. He is the same here. The same God in Haiti is the same here. In Haiti, what happened when we pray for people? The Lord, sometimes the Lord heal them immediately. Sometimes we finish, we pray for them, they go home. In the night time, the Lord heal them. This is what happened to one of my pastors that had a stroke and paralyzed. They say he's not going to live. He's going to die. I told them, there is nothing that God cannot do. With God, all things is impossible. We just pray, we lay hands, and then I went back home. You know what happened? In the night time, he feel a fire hot his body. He get up. The Lord heal him. He get up and keep on preaching the gospel. Today, what I say to you, the Lord is there to help you, to heal you, to take care of your needs. You can have a mountain in your life. You can have a difficulty. It might be salvation, a closer walk with God, or a situation that look very big to you. God is able. The disciple, they had a very difficult time because the boat was covered with waves. They called the name of Jesus, and Jesus said, why are you fearful, you of little faith. And each situation, God is looking for your faith. The word of God says in the book of Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Everybody that come to God, they must know that God is really is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. What manner of man is this? He is our healer. He is our provider. He is the one. He exists forever and forevermore. He has power over the nature. He loves us the same way, but he is looking for our faith. What manner of man is this? They was very astonished. They was very amazed. He stand up, Jesus, stand up and say to the winds, to the sea, he speak peace. And there was a great calm. When God speak something, when God say something, he is looking over his word to perform it. So this morning, if you have a problem or in need, I can pray for you. The word of God says, go you all the world and preach the gospel. The word of God says, we shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick will be recovered. He is not respect of person. Thank you so much for letting me come here and share with you. I will not forget you in my prayer. Again, I thank you so much for coming. I will not forget you in my prayer. And I know a time is coming. We will be together. Because Jesus is coming soon. May God bless you.